Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-833-33.
Hey, the playoffs are finally here.
Are you ready?
I am ready, Joe.
I'm ready. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. The playoffs are finally here. Yeah. It's here.
Three wins to New Orleans.
It's snowing. There's more snow on the ground than it was for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome on in, everyone. We are back from some time off. Hope everyone out there had a great Christmas, a great New Year, and obviously a great regular season. 215-592-9494. That's how you have Boris Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a Monday. We're locked and loaded. We're back here now. All of us back for the week. It is a playoff week. We get a playoff game against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, and shout out to all the people that still write paper checks. You know, I was thinking about that this morning, that there's somebody out there right now that, or last, you know, last week or today, they wrote a check and they put on that thing 2024. Remember back in the day, remember when you used to have to write a check,
somebody
put
a big thing,
and now you have to remember to put 2025 on that. So shout out to the old school, old heads that are still out there writing paper checks.
I love that one. All right, 215-592-9494. The stage is set. Yesterday was fun. I mean, it had a preseason feel to it. We did the pregame show. Shout out to Tanner McKee, played his butt off yesterday.
They did.
And all those guys. I thought Trott Jr. played well. Shipley, you know, they got some contributions yesterday. Oren Burks had like 20 tackles in the game. So good for those guys yesterday. But here the real games start now. They start now. They start on Saturday. And then we know 4:30 Sunday on Fox, the Eagles and the Packers, the 2 seed against the 7. All right, Hugh, I think we all do this. We wake up on a day to start a playoff week, and you got a feeling, right? You got a little gut feeling deep down. Hugh, what do you got? What are you feeling as playoff
excited.
Week starts?
I'm excited. All right. You know, and I know I'm not a dummy. I know that this is the same situation that the Green Bay Packers were in last year when they went to the playoffs. And, you know, I'm excited for the playoffs to start. So I'm excited for them to come to town. This is a much different team. Like, they're a much different team than they were when we first saw them at the beginning of the season. To get to see them at the first round of the playoffs is pretty exciting. And then shout out to Coach Siri. Real quick, shout out to Coach Siri. Like, even though there were a lot of people, I saw somebody in the stands yesterday say they came 1,000 miles to see Saquon break the record.
Yeah.
But, boy, there were a lot of injuries yesterday in the NFL.
Well, Zay Flowers for the Ravens. And how about Christian Watson for the Packers, who we're going to see this come weekend? He's probably not going to play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, man, in the moment, you know, you want to be a part of history and all of this stuff. But, man, if something would have happened to anybody on this football team while we're getting ready for the playoffs, we'd have been sick yesterday.
Well, I acknowledge that. I mean, I think we all know that. Look, I wanted to see Saquon break the record. I wanted to see him play yesterday.
Me too. When you see the injuries, man, it's like,
I know. Look, the game yesterday took on a very preseason feel, but the good news is they walk out of it healthy, right? Their starters, their most important players sat yesterday and watched, and they're ready to roll and hopefully be rested to play this coming Sunday and play really well, including the quarterback, which we'll get to, as we still haven't seen Jalen Hurts in a while now, and hopefully he'll be ready to roll on Sunday. So here's where I'm at. I a couple weeks ago said I would rather see the Commanders than the Packers. I didn't really want the Packers of the two options, but they're now the team. And I think we could realize the Packers aren't playing super great right now. They lost their last couple games. They've had some injuries. Love left the game yesterday with the hand thing. It seems like he's okay. But all right, so here come the Packers. And Hugh, you said it. They were in this spot last year. So I'll tell you, I woke up this morning very excited because my first thought was, the Eagles should win this game. Like that's my initial gut feeling is the Eagles should win this game and move on, and we'll see how far they could go and get another playoff game at home next week. And away we go. That was my first thought when I saw the schedule and I saw the matchups. Eagles will win. Eagles are going to beat the Green Bay Packers. But Hugh, you know what happens with me, right? I start thinking too much.
You start workshopping.
Yeah, I start workshopping. And I start getting more plant based. And I wake up. I arrive here in the studio today. I woke up excited. I arrive in the studio and I've got some nerves. I got some nervous energy. I have some nerves for the postseason for a couple reasons. Number one, they're a 14-win team. Like there's huge expectations. The Eagles don't win 14 games very often. We talked about it yesterday on the countdown to kickoff with Dave Spadaro. 14 wins is a remarkable season, and when you have that many wins, you better take advantage of it. Like this, this doesn't come around very often where you have all these great players, a roster this good, everyone kind of in their prime and mostly healthy heading into the postseason. So I have the nerves of they better cash in on this. I have those nerves. I have some nerves that the quarterback hasn't throwing a football more than four times in about a month now. That gives me some nerves. I've got some nerves about the kicker. I've got some nerves. All right, I'll admit it to start the week. I believe they're going to win the game. They should win the game. I anticipate I'm going to predict them to win the game in this weekend. But I've got some nerves to start us off. 215-592-9494. We got Hugh Douglas with excitement. I've got a lot of nerves as the day goes on. The more I think about the matchup and the fact that, look, this isn't your typical seven seed. You know, if I told you before the year, Eagles get the two seed, they get to face the seven, you would have been like, oh, yeah, whatever. Seven seed, that's like the Broncos, right? Like a 10-7, 9-8, you know, barely make the playoffs type of team. That's not really Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay won 11 football games. Mm-hmm. They're above the line of your normal seven seed. So, and they came from a great division. So I don't fault them for finishing third in that division. It's an all-time great division. I've got some nerves as we start the week. Where are you? 215-592-9494. Kyle, what do you got? I know you were on Friday, and from what I understand, you were a little plant-based on Friday?
Yeah, and I'm still a little bit plant-based. I mean, okay. Nothing changed after beating the Giants. But just in terms of the whole NFC playoffs in general, It's not going to be easy at all. I mean, this is one of the more brutal paths that we've ever seen for a team in the NFC to have to get to the Super Bowl. It's the exact opposite of 2022. Everything's going to have to be earned. So just in terms of that, I'm nervous. Like from an Eagles perspective, though, our quarterback has played 12 snaps in an entire month.
Yep.
So I'm quite nervous about the fact that Jalen Hurts might come out a little bit rusty when you consider the fact that we've had slow starts all season long. It did feel like they were finally capturing those fast starts on offense. They got off to a hot start against the Steelers and then Washington, and then he got hurt. So I'm just a little bit worried that all that's going to be lost and he might take a little bit of time to build that up. And then just like in games like these in the postseason where the margin for error is so slim, we have to face the reality that we have a kicker problem right now. Mm. Jake Elliott's still not good. So if this comes down to a game where we, it's a 2-point, 3-point game.
Leave it up to the kicker.
Yeah, I don't love that prospect. So I know it hurts to be plant-based like this today because this is supposed to be exciting. I'm just a little bit nervous.
Look, I have excitement, and I believe that like my first thought is they're going to win the game. But I have some nerves heading through the postseason. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on a snowy Monday as we start off playoff week. We hope everyone out there had a great New Year and Christmas and all that, and we're excited to be back. All right, before we go to the phone lines, can we hear from Ray Didinger this morning?
Ray Diddy.
Because sometimes, listen, over the years we've all heard Ray so many times, and you kind of listen to what Ray has to say about a matchup, and I always wonder, like, all right, am I kind of thinking like Ray, or is Ray totally on the opposite side of me? And then sometimes I'll rethink, what I'm thinking, and what did I miss? Because Ray a lot of times is spot on with these things. Here's Ray Didinger this morning, and listen to him. I mean, I don't want to call Ray plant-based, but it sounded Ray. I mean, Ray is a little plant-based. Here's Ray this morning.
The scenario to me is a little is a little too familiar. It makes me nervous because last year. Same is like Green Bay is exactly the same position. They're a wild card team going on the road to play the NFC East champs as pretty big underdogs, and we all know what they did to the Cowboys.
Well, Hugh, that we do. They went to Dallas last year.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
They crushed them. I mean, that game was over in, I don't know, 15 real minutes. I mean, it felt like, oh, my goodness, they just blew the doors off them. And we can laugh now because we always laugh at the Cowboys. But that Cowboys team looked good entering the postseason, right? They won the division. They took the division from the Eagles. They were playing well down the stretch. And then they just got knocked off. I mean, it's the playoffs. Hugh, you've lived this. In these one-game scenarios, like, you got to be on your game fast, otherwise you're in trouble.
There's no question about that, but I think in this situation, the best case scenario is we have information on our side, and history tells you that you cannot overlook this Green Bay team.
Yep.
I think that going into that game last year, that for whatever reason, you know, being the seeding that they were, the Dallas Cowboys overlooked the Green Bay Packers and they got trounced. I don't think Coach Sirianni is going to do that. You know, we talk a lot about Coach Sirianni and his preparation and all this other good stuff. But the one thing that I definitely don't think this team is going to be is overconfident when it comes to playing the Green Bay Packers. I think the fan base can be, because a lot of people were – I saw some memes last night where people were talking about they ran into some Green Bay Packer fans and they were talking about they're afraid of us and all this other stuff. That's the fans' perspective. The players' perspective is something totally different. They're looking at it. I don't know what's going to happen with their quarterback, but I can tell you this. They're going into a similar situation – that they were in last year, as far as the playoff picture is concerned.
Yep.
And not only that, they're playing against a team that, I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers now, that they feel that they probably let one get away from them.
Week one in Brazil, yeah.
So, yeah. So, I don't think that we're in a position. I'm confident about this game. I'm excited about this game. But I think it would be foolish to go into this game thinking that the Green Bay Packers are going to lay down.
Well, no, they're not going to. I mean, and I think that's a good point you bring up here, that last year they kind of snuck up. Maybe the Cowboys didn't realize what they were going up against.
Yeah.
I mean, they got blitzed, and it was like, oh, my God, the game's over in the first quarter. The Eagles shouldn't feel that way. One, Green Bay has now done this, right? They went on a playoff run last year, so we know they're capable. And we've played them already this season. So that I think that should help. 215-592-9494. All right, what's the feeling today as we kick off a playoff week? There's a lot to talk about here between the injuries, the matchup, and a rematch of what we saw in week one. Eagles, Packers, 4:30 on Sunday. Nerves, excitement, what are you feeling this morning? As the Eagles complete a 14-3 regular season, it really was a remarkable season. They only lost one time after the month of September. Chris in Middletown starts us off to start off a playoff week. Good morning, Chris.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking.
That's right.
Happy snow day, man.
Happy
snow day. Chris, what's up today?
Ah, it's a beautiful, beautiful day, Joe. Beautiful day. Glad you asked. Yeah, Kyle. We'll get to you in a second here. But first of all, speaking of Kyle, first of all.
Hey, football fans. It's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good shout out to Buzz and Kyle. They absolutely killed it on Friday. Rod, you got some talent in Thundercats there that ready roll.
I heard, Chris. I heard Kyle was plant-based. I heard someone saying,
somebody had to be.
Also, someone was saying that they sound alike. Do you feel like Kyle and Dan Wilson sound alike you? I don't think they do.
I don't think so. I think, because when I think of Kyle, it's mostly yelling and screaming.
Yeah. Dan doesn't yell and scream as much.
I'm a little more calm. I know you guys aren't used to that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe when we're not here, you're not yelling at anyone as much.
I did, so I listened back to it.
Yeah.
You know, the smart
thing. Do you think you sound like Dan?
I thought it was more similar than I'd pictured.
All right. What did you think, Chris? They sound alike?
No. Okay. I don't agree at all. And Kyle actually somewhat behaved himself. He didn't totally bully him, Hugh, like, you know, he likes to do to people. So, no, it was phenomenal show. Absolutely. And not just blowing smoke for no reason. It was a great show. Hugh Douglas, want to address one thing with you real quick here.
What I do?
Please go get a damn coat.
He tried.
I tried.
He's trying.
I tried. I went to the store yesterday, right, and I tried to find a coat. They didn't have any. So now...
So this is why you don't wait until the middle of winter. You have to be prepared.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, it might not be that cold this weekend.
Excuse me?
It might not be. It wasn't that bad this weekend.
Oh, it was cold out there. took me a couple hours to thaw out yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was a little nippy, but I'll be all right.
Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, I want to address one quick thing here. To those games, with exception of last night that we got to watch, they were total trash. The NFL should be embarrassed by the garbage of a product that was put out there. That was by far the last week of a season that worst games I've ever seen. But let's move on to this. Joe's nervous. Starting off the week as plant-based Joe. Joe, all right. Let me make you feel better here, okay?
Go ahead.
Here's what happened. We got the bus service, okay? So it's ready to steamroll its way to the Super Bowl, okay? Jalen is healthy. The O-line got some much, much needed rest. And that was the biggest point that I agreed with going for the record for Saquon, as it wasn't about his health. It was more about that O-line getting some time off. The young Thundercats, and you could speak to this, the young Thundercats got the rest that they needed to avoid the wall that's upcoming. And Kyle's boy, well, used to be Kyle's boy because he's turncoated on him, but Nicky boy is 4-0 after the bye, okay? The Packers are banged up. They played their starters, and they got a banged-up Love. Watson, we don't know if he's going to play. We are going to thump them because there's no way that in the way it is right now against the NFL's number one defense, because defense matters to you, is going to do anything. I'm telling you guys, I'm putting my stamp on it to start the week and leave you with this point. We will win, guaranteed, by over 14 points.
Ooh, all right. I like that. A little confidence to start the week off. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Chris said something there, and obviously he's a big Saquon guy, right? He's talking about how that he wanted him to go for the record, too. It makes me more, I'm trying to think of the right word, but like, they better win this game Sunday, and they better come out looking good. Like, Hugh, we did the show yesterday, the pregame show. We were on Countdown to Kickoff with Dave before. Mm-hmm. And I think we all kind of worked our way to, we understood what the Eagles did, right? We understood why they rested the starters, why they didn't play Saquon.
We didn't like it, but we understood.
But you know what? You better now come out and play a darn good game on Sunday. And I don't want to see a slow start. Like, part of the reason to give yourself a bye, rest, right? So you're fresh for this game. They better come out and start off well on Sunday because They robbed not just Saquon, but every fan that could have had a ticket or watched on TV yesterday.
Of a moment.
So I don't want to hear anything about slow start on Sunday. Like, nah. They chose that. They better come out and play well.
I mean, you know what? It's Monday. I'm a hold that.
So. What do you got? You got something?
No.
You holding out on us?
No. It's just I'm being tactical. I'm being strategic.
All right.
This is not the time for that.
Well, I mean, it is because they won yesterday. I mean, you know, so I'm going to say that probably for hump day.
The mic's on, man.
For Wednesday. I'll say it for Wednesday.
Today. See the light, the red on air?
Yeah, it's not for today. It's not for today. But that's like what you call a long-ass tease.
That's a 48-hour tease.
Yeah, you got to tune in on a Wednesday. But I'm excited for this team, man. This team has evolved into something that has had a unique and special year. And I'm just waiting to see how this concussion protocol works out for Jalen. This is a weird spot to be in. And I'm not saying that they're doing anything nefarious, anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that, you know, to have our quarterback still not cleared, that is cause for concern for a lot of people. I'm not overly concerned right now because there's no games being played. And I do believe that, and this is not to say that the concussion protocol is bogus or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But I feel like if Jalen had to play, he probably would have played.
See, that's the gray area that you might be right. I don't know. It's so weird the way this week went because he never got cleared, right? So if we read it by the letter of the law, if the game mattered yesterday, he couldn't have played. By the way, they presented it, right? Because they said he hasn't fully gotten through concussion protocol. So if they needed him yesterday, the way it's presented to us is he's not able. He wasn't able. Now, Hugh, if that's all exactly true, then I have reason to have a little plant-based feeling this morning because our quarterback's not yet cleared. Now, he has a week, right? He has a few days here before their first practice of the week on Wednesday. I think I'll start to feel way more confident, and I do think they're going to win, but I'll feel way more confident when I see him on the practice field Wednesday.
That's what it is. It's all those intangibles. He wasn't ready to go, but I think that, like I said, if it was one of those pressing situations, not saying that the protocol is bogus, but I think that there would have he would have been out there.
Well, I hope you're right. It is a little bizarre, Hugh. It's been 2 weeks. I mean, he could have been cleared and still not play the game. They could have rested him, but they chose not to do it. 215-592-9494. You're feeling as you wake up this morning on a snow day here as the Eagles start off their week and we start off ours, all back and ready for a playoff week. The Packers and the Eagles. And I don't know if I'm the only one on this. I have more pressure on putting on them to win because they sat Saquon yesterday. Like, they took away our chance, his chance at history. Well, you better go out there and play great on Sunday. Like, I have given them no excuses this week. They better come out and play a heck of a game, because if you're not going to go for history, well, then you're going for the Super Bowl, right? They told us that's what matters. Well, then they better come out and play their butts off Sunday against the Packers. Matt is up next on WFP. Hey, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey, what's Matt, going on, what's man? Up, buddy?
Well, listen, we all know the headlines here. Worried about Hurts, worried about slow starts. I'll tell you one thing I haven't really heard yet of what scares me the most about the Packers. One thing that's killed the Eagles in the past is the short game on defense, the short passes. We've been exposed left and right. Watson's out. Jaden Reed, Wicks, dude, they're dangerous. They're dangerous.
They are. And look, they have, and you know what they have, Matt? They have experience playing against us. So they kind of know what works, what doesn't work. They'll go back to that week one game. And we have that on them too. But it's like they have a full game of, okay, here's what Fangio likes to do. And now they could probably look at that and create a game plan. Yeah, I think they present some problems. They're not your typical seven seed, Matt.
Yeah. And, you know, and honestly, that's the only thing that worries me about them. So, should the Eagles have a difficult time? No. But as you can attest to this, playoffs is a different beast. It's a different beast. It's like a divisional match at times, too. You know, players are ants. Players are going to try and hurt other people, unfortunately. It's, you know, Eagles need to come out on fire, man. Just like you said, they need to be ready. They need to be the one to set the tone, and they need to hit love hard.
Yes.
And quick.
Yes. And Matt, they should. And Matt, good phone call. They're coming off a bye they created for themselves. Where the Packers tried to win yesterday. They ended up losing to the Bears, but they tried to play. Their quarterback got knocked out. They lost a receiver. They didn't get a bye this past week. The Eagles created one, so they better come out and play well early. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here on the other side. Playoffs start this week. Are you confident, excited, or are you nervous? It's okay to admit being plant-based on a Monday. I mean, I woke up excited. I don't know if it's driving through the snow.
It was the snow.
It was the snow. Yeah.
He was a little melancholy this morning driving through the snow.
Well,
we got to work a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I heard
a little
Ray.
Peaceful, actually, driving.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't many people.
Nobody was acting like an idiot on the highway because everybody kept their spacing. You had a few people.
There's not enough people to act like an
idiot.
That's
true.
Yeah, because now nobody wants to make no new friends in the snow.
Not on a Monday.
Not on a Monday.
All right, on the other side, we'll take you inside the locker room coming up, and a couple things from Nick Sirianni's post-game presser yesterday about the kicker and about the quarterback. Where is he? Is he ready to go? 215-592-9494. Your gut feeling on this Monday as we set up the week. Eagles-Packers in the first round of the playoffs. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.